Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday, the 20th week in Ordinary Time, August 18th, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.' When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, 'Who then can be saved?'" There are probably few teachings of Jesus that unsettle us as deeply as today's gospel. We might even wish he had softened his words a bit. "It will be hard for the one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were stunned. They had grown up believing that wealth was a sign of God's blessing. If those who seemed blessed by God could not easily enter the kingdom, then who could? Their question echoes through every generation. Who then can be saved? Perhaps we should notice that Jesus does not say, he does not condemn wealth itself. Throughout Scripture, God blesses many faithful people with abundance. Abraham was wealthy. Job regained great riches. Joseph of Arimathea was a rich disciple. Lydia, the merchant, became one of the first leaders of the Christian community. You see, the problem is never possessions. The problem is possession. There is a profound difference between having things and being held captive by them. Riches become dangerous when they quietly convince us that we are self-sufficient, begin to trust our bank accounts more than providence, our plans more than grace, our security more than surrender. Wealth can create the illusion we are no longer dependent upon God because we have learned to depend on ourselves. The kingdom cannot be purchased because it is received. Contemplative spirituality reminds us that the greatest obstacle between ourselves and God is not always sin. Sometimes it is attachment. Attachment is anything we cling to for our identity, security, or happiness more than God. It may be money, reputation, success, comfort, control, relationships, opinions, or even our own image of ourselves. The human heart has an extraordinary capacity to turn good gifts into ultimate treasures. The Desert Fathers often spoke of the empty hands necessary for prayer. One elder from the desert says, if your hands were already filled, how will God place his gifts within them?" That wisdom reaches beyond material wealth. Many people live very simply and yet remain deeply attached. Others possess considerable resources but hold them lightly, recognizing themselves as stewards rather than owners. Poverty of spirit is not measured by one's income, but by one's freedom. Jesus is inviting us into that freedom. A woman who once inherited a beautiful antique vase that had belonged to her grandmother treasured it so deeply that she rarely touched it. It remained locked safely inside a cabinet for decades. She constantly worried that someone might break it. Children were warned to stay away. Guests were carefully watched. The vase, intended to bring beauty into her home, slowly became a source of anxiety. After she died, her children discovered a note tucked inside the cabinet. It read, "I spent my whole life protecting this vase. Wish I had spent more time enjoying it." How often do we live that way? We protect our possessions, our schedules, our status, our plans, even our fears, till they begin to possess us. Jesus invites us to something richer than ownership. He invites us to trust. A disciple's question receives an answer that fills us with hope. Who then can be saved? Jesus replies in just a few verses later, "For human beings this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." That's the heart of the gospel. We cannot free ourselves by sheer willpower. We cannot simply decide to become detached. Love transforms attachment more effectively than discipline alone. The closer we draw to Christ, the less tightly we cling to everything else. St. Paul understood this transformation. He could endure abundance of poverty because his identity no longer rested in either. Christ had become enough. This is the lifelong journey of contemplative prayer. Day by day, we allow God to loosen the clenched fist of our hearts. We begin to notice where fear governs us. We become aware of what we cannot imagine losing. Then, gently and honestly, we place those things into God's hands. Sometimes He gives them back. Sometimes He asks us to let them go. Always He offers something greater, which is Himself. Perhaps today's gospel is not asking us how much we owe. Perhaps it is asking a deeper question: what owns us? The answer is not meant to fill us with guilt, but with invitation. Every attachment surrendered becomes another doorway through which divine freedom enters our life. The eye of the needle is impossibly small for a camel, but it is never too small for a heart made humble by grace. May we become people whose treasure is not locked away in possessions, but rests securely in the heart of Christ. Then, whether we have much or little, we shall already be living the life of the kingdom. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You became poor so that we might discover the riches of Your kingdom. Free our hearts from every attachment that keeps us from loving You with undivided devotion. Teach us to hold lightly the gifts You have entrusted to us, using them with gratitude, sharing them with generosity, and never allowing them to replace our trust in You. When fear tempts us to cling, fill us with the confidence that Your grace is enough. Open our hands, open our hearts, and lead us into the joyful freedom of those whose great treasure is Your abiding presence. For with You, all things are possible. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a few verses from the Gospels and apply their deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.